안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to our new series of K-pop classics. From the early days of K-pop, we're going to explore the songs that have shaped the industry and captured the hearts of millions of fans around the world. Whether you are a die-hard fan or just curious about the genre, this series has something for everyone. So buckle up, get ready to sing along, and join us on this exciting journey through the world of K-pop classics.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this lesson, you will learn Korean through music, and we're going to review the lyrics to a classic Korean ballad that is known for its beautiful lyrics and melody. It's called 너의 마음을 내게 준다면, and it's by 최연재. This is an older but very popular song. We'll go through the song together, and I'll explain some of the most common vocabulary. Also, if you don't have a Spotify account, I have included a link to this song in the episode description box so that you can sing along. The Korean sentence, 홀로이 서 있는 그대는 그저 눈물만 보이고 있네요. In order to understand what this sentence means, let's go ahead and
write it down.
The sentence 홀로이 서 있는 그대는 can be translated to English as you are standing alone. 홀 is a prefix that is used to mean solely or alone without a partner. So 홀로 means alone or solitary. This is an adverb that modifies the verb 서 있다, which means standing. It is used in the present participle form and modifies 그대, which means you. 그저 눈물만 보이고 있네요 means appears to be just showing nothing but tears. 그저. 그저 is an adverb meaning just or merely. It is used to emphasize the following word, 눈물. 눈물 means tears. Now, 눈물만 means only tears or nothing but tears. The particle 만 is used to indicate that tears are the only thing that can be seen or observed. 보이고 있네요 is a compound verb that combines 보이다, which means to appear or to seem, and 있다, which means to exist. This compound verb is in the present progressive tense, and in this context means seem to be or appear to be. The honorific ending 네요 is added to indicate politeness. This sentence ending is used to express your surprise when you have realized something new or to express an impression about something that the speaker just found out. 이네요 is used with nouns. 네요 is used with verbs and adjectives. 이네요 or 네요 means, oh, I see that, dot, 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 in English. For example, 그러네요 means, oh, I see, it is like that. Overall, the sentence conveys the idea that the person being addressed is standing alone and appears to be only showing tears, conveying a sense of sadness or loneliness. Let's look at the sentence 왠지 난 슬퍼져요. 왠지. 왠지 is an adverb that means somehow or for some reason. It is often used to indicate a vague or uncertain reason for a feeling or situation. 난. 난 is a contraction of 나는, which means I or me. It is the subject of the sentence. 슬퍼져요 is a verb that means to become sad or to feel sad. Overall, the sentence expresses the idea that the speaker is feeling sad but is not sure of the reason why, as indicated by the use of 왠지. The use of 난 and the verb ending 저요 also convey a sense of immediacy or present tense emotion. Let's look at the following sentences. 이제 난 견딜 수 없어요. 그대도 누군가 원하잖아요. 이 마음 느끼나요? 이제 난 견딜 수 없어요. 이제, 이제 means now or at this point in time. 견딜 수 없어요 is a verb phrase that means can't bear it or can't endure it. It is in the polite form indicated by the honorific ending 요. 그대도 누군가 원하잖아요. 그대도, 그대도 means you too, or as for you also. 누군가, 누군가 means someone or somebody. It is the object of the verb 원하다, which means to want or to desire. 원하잖아요 is a verb that means is wanted or is desired. The verb stem 원하 is followed by the ending 잖아요, which is often used to express a fact or a previously established knowledge. 이 마음 느끼나요? 이 means this, and 마음 means heart or mind. 느끼나요 means feel or perceive. The 나요 suffix is used to indicate a question. So overall, the sentence conveys the idea that the speaker is unable to bear the fact that the person being addressed desires someone else. The final question, 이 마음 느끼나요? Expresses the speaker's desire to know if the person being addressed can feel or understand the depth of the speaker's emotions. Next sentence, 내게 전해줘 그대의 사랑을 can be translated into English as send me your love. 내게 전해줘 그대의 사랑을 마음속 깊이 느낄 수 있도록 can be translated into English as so that I can deeply feel it in my heart or soul. 마음속 깊이 느낄 수 있도록. 마음속 means innermost thoughts or mind. 마음속. 마음속 깊이 느낄 수 있도록. The sentence 홀로 견딜 수만 없는 means cannot bear it alone or cannot endure it by oneself. In other words, this phrase emphasizes the listener's feeling of being alone in their struggle. 홀로 견딜 수만 없는 그대 마음을 난 알고 있어요 means that's what you feel and I know that. This simple sentence conveys the speaker's knowledge or understanding of the listener's heart or mind. 알고 is used to connect the verb 알다, to know, to the polite present tense ending 있어요. The speaker is saying that they know or understand the listener's heart, and this knowledge is ongoing in the present moment. 내게 말해줘. 날 사랑한다고. Here, the speaker is asking the listener to tell them that they love them. 내게 말해줘. 날 사랑한다고. 돌아서면 난 없을지도 몰라. Means, if you turn around, I might not be there. Or, I may not be there if someone turns around. 돌아서면 난 없을지도 몰라. 이젠 더 이상 난 기다릴 순 없어요. Means, no longer can I wait for you. 이젠 더 이상 난 기다릴 순 없어요. 이 세상 끝까지라도 가리 그대가 있다면 아직은 힘겹지만 이 마음만은 변함없으리. Even to the end of this world, I will go if you are there. Even though it's still difficult, my heart will remain unchanged.
이 세상 끝까지라도 가리 그대가 있다면 아직은 힘겹지만 이 마음만은 변함없으리.
힘겹다. 힘겹다 is an adjective that means difficult or strenuous. In other words, difficulty coping with a certain task due to lack of energy or power.
힘겹다.
Overall, the sentence expresses a strong commitment to go even if it means to the end of the world. The speaker acknowledges that it is still difficult, but their feelings will never change. Okay, after that, she just repeats the lyrics, and that is the end of the song. I recommend that you listen to the song with the lyrics so that you can listen to the pronunciation and hear all your new vocabulary in the song. I hope you enjoyed this song.